With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. House Speaker Paul Ryan's retirement plans announced Wednesday expose what appears to be an already existing behind-the-scenes battle among his top lieutenants to replace him. Ryan and his staff had for weeks denied rumors that he, Wisconsin, the Republican, leader of the House, planned to leave. But Kevin McCarthy and Majority Whip Steve Scalise appear to be increasing their respective national profiles and positioning for the job. But as signs of the shadow campaigns emerge, the Democratic Party could play the spoiler. If the Democrats retake the House in November, current Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, the self-described master legislator from California, could be in an ideal position to regain power. Pelosi served as Speaker from 2007 to 2011. Facing possible legal action, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein allowed House Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Devin Nunes and Representative Trey Gowdy to view the FBI memo that sparked the Bureau's counterintelligence investigation of contacts between Russia and the Trump campaign. The meeting came a day after Nunes threatened to take legal action, including contempt proceedings and impeachment against Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray for failing to produce a clean copy of the memo, known as an electronic communication that was responsive to an August 2017 committee subpoena, although the subpoenas issued by the committee in August remain in effect. I'd like to thank the Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein for his cooperation today. President Trump's nominee to be the next Secretary of State is expected to tell the Senate during his confirmation hearing today that years of soft policy towards Russia aggression are now over. Again, that's scheduled for today. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And more news at TheBingeThinker.com.